नमो नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरक्षिषे नमः। I told you to remember this first shloka of Upadeshamritam. I think you have remembered that shloka. Manaso vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vegam udaropastha vegam etan vegan jas visahi dhira sarvam apimam prithvi. एक ही भी अगर हम हिंदी वाले हैं कोई नहीं, इफ वी आर चैंटिंग रिमेंबरिंग ऑल्सो वी आर रीडिंग सो मेनी बुक्स ऑल्सो बट इफ यू आर नॉट very careful about giving up all these things, six things, then we cannot develop our Krishna consciousness. I know that so many persons, so many devotees taking the shelter of Gurudev and they are trying to do bhajan, but no advancement. All the anarths, anarths means unwanted desires are there. Even doing bhajan for 50, more than 50 years, and after some time they fell down, fall down. Several, not one, two, so many persons having renounce order and they fell down because they are not careful for this. हम लोग इसके लिए प्रयत्न नहीं करते हैं कि हमारे अनर्थ दूर हों, और इसका यह नतीजा होता है कि 50, 60, 100 वर्ष तक भजन करके भी जैसी उन्नति होनी चाहिए वैसी उन्नति नहीं है। डूइंग भजन फॉर मोर देन 50 इयर्स और 100 इयर्स दे आर चैंटिंग नेवर बट ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ बैड डिजायर्स कमिंग इन अवर हार्ट। माइंड इज नॉट इन कंट्रोल, टंग इज नॉट इन कंट्रोल, अवर एवरीथिंग इज नॉट कंट्रोल, दिस वाई वी आर नॉट एज एडवांस्ड। Sometimes we pretend to be very big scholars and preachers and sannyasis, but it will not do. If you are not doing bhajan in the guidance of any bona fide Vaishnava, crows will be there. I have explained about Perhaps. Mano-veg, and also jiva. So we should carefully try to control them. But I think, and I know, that they cannot be controlled unless there is a good association and good kind of chanting and remembering, doing bhakti. If bhakti will come, they will go. Otherwise, they cannot go. So we should try always to search good association. Satsang ki chesta kar. Sadhu sang sarva shastra kar. No matra sadhu sang sarva siddhi hai. Those who are not doing good association, more developed than they are, then very soon they will fall down what they are. And that is why we are seeing all the cases like this. We think that we will be anywhere in a forest or any decent place and we can check all these things because we have become guru. No need of association. There is none like me. I am bona fide Vaishnava. I have become acharya. And after some time we see that Maya comes, enters in there by mouth, in the delicious foods, and it goes away, goes in the heart of devotees. And then they become more krodhi, more lusty, more cheaters, and other things. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, we should try to do what we can do. And we should weep for the mercy of bona fide Vaishnava and Krishna. That they mercifully take it. They should take it. We will give up all the mercy of Krishna and Vaishnava, that it is very hard. Today I was telling in the past times of Krishna, Yashoda did parishram, so much labor. And she was sincere in his doing all these things. And Krishna saw that now she is so worried to control me. And then he came in control very easily. So we should try also, like monkeys, to catch hold of their mothers and also weep for Krishna like the the very little
kitten.
Also. Both combined. Weeping also for the mercy and also trying as we can try. This is the world. If Krishna will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, see Nityananda Prabhu, our sincerity and also same time offerings, meaning saranagati,
surrenderness
and sincerity, he will sure be so merciful to us and they will go in very soon time. It has been told, Chantir Abhalatan Viraktir Manya Sunyata Asha Banda Samutukantha Ityati. First he has told that Shanti, Shanti means same meaning as growth. It may be that a time will come, an occasion will come to be angry, but you should not be angry. Anyone rebuked me, but I should not be angry. Why? You cannot take you. If anyone coming and dishonoring you, apman kar raha hai, insulting you, then you will be so
angry,
furious and angry. You can't have control. Only the persons, the devotees who are in the guidance of any bona fide Vaishnava, they can take it by the mercy of that Vaishnava and Krishna. Otherwise cannot. They will always remember this slogan told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tatte nukampam susumiksham bhunjan evatma kritam vipad. Or हित बात भी तुझ धन नमस्ते जिवेत जा सो मुक्ति पदे सदाए Always you should remember those who are trying to do bhajan, especially those who are, have been initiated. Show me this. Always remember. Otherwise maya will come, crows will come and cover you. And they will make you derail at once. What is the meaning of tatte nukampam susumi shamanam? Those who have taken shelter of any Vaishnava and they have been initiated. They have taken diksha. Dipya jnanam has come. The relation with Krishna. And he is so strong to follow these things. Gradually relation to from Krishna it has come. He knowing that who am I, who is Krishna, what is the relation between us. Now what is the aim and object of our life and our sadhana bhajan? Then he goes tells it. Then he thinks that his guru has told, don't be angry, don't be dissatisfied. कभी भी तुम असंत न हो जो कुछ तुम्हारे पास है उसी से संतोष हो व्हाट यू हैव यू विल हैव टू बी सेटिस्फाइड बाय दैट यू सी कंटेंटमेंट सो यू शुड इफ एनीवन इज बीटिंग मी लाइक द मोहम्मदन पेड हरिदास ठाकुर इन 22 or 21 But he never became angry. Who told that if you will cut me into less and less pieces, but I will never, never, never give up Haryana. I will do. But he never became angry that though biting me in so many markets. And they were abusing him so much. But he never became angry. Why? He thought that I have done like so that I should be punished. So now I am punished. This is one thing. And secondly, and the first means, I have done so many wrong things in past lives. And now I will have to taste all these things. So they are beating me, they are insulting me due to that. So I should इसको सह लूँ whether I am laughing or weeping, I will have to tolerate. So he became very strong, prashant ho gaya. He became
calm and quiet.
Especially these devotees should think that if I have not drawn impression in past births, but and if I have done, it has done by Harinam. If on anyone chant, knowing or not knowing the glorification of Krishna name, Krishna name will do something fruitless. If anyone tells Hari, Krishna, not for Krishna, for their father, mother and sons, but yet Krishna will have so much effect. So I know that if I have not done anything wrong in the past life, but yet they are insulting me and beating me here and there. Like Sridhanya Bhikshu in Srimad Bhagavat, you remember Sridhanya Sannyasi? There was a family man, Brahmin, he was so rich. He never cared for their wife and children and villagers and the persons jo paas pados mein rehte the, jo living neighbors. Never cared for them. He never paid any tax for government. He never gave any donation to anyone, and if anyone comes to for donation, he used to take some lathiya,
stick,
begin to
pursue him,
run after him, never giving anything. The persons of government came and crooked his everything, and after that, anyone in the night put fire in home, everything was burnt. His sons and his wife declared that you should give up our home. And thus he became helpless, only alone. Anyhow, he met to any Vaishnav. And anyhow, he gave. He was now so polite, so harmony now. And he fell flat on the feet of lotus feet of that Vaishnav. Save me from all these things. I am so worried for all these. So many sufferings and everything. My boys, my wife, my everything, villagers, neighbors had expelled me from room, my that house and that village. And now penniless, nothing to
eat
and nothing with me. He told them, don't worry for this. I'm giving you Krishna mantra. By this, you'll have everything for your life. Also, you can get salvation. After salvation, you can serve Krishna in Goloka, Vrindavan, or in Vaikuntha as you like. He became happy and he gave renounce order to that Brahmin, penniless Brahmin. And told that you should go and beg in your own village and neighbors. He gave some pause and allowed order. Go at once there. When he reached the village, to that village, all the villagers, neighbors, his wife and children all became furious and began to abuse him. You are bhanda. Bhanda means? Kya hoga? You are bhanda. You are pakhandi. Pakhandi.
Imposter.
Pretender.
Hypocrite.
You are hypocrite and all. And began to beat him. And he took his vessel power.
Split on him.
And they gave a stool in that. Instead of roti,
chapati.
And they snatched the danda also, took their danda, the danda. And abused them, beat them and dragged him from that. He went to Gurudev and he told, oh yes, very good, you should again go to that place. You also abuse them and you also try to beat them? No, Gurudev. Again go and tolerate. Again he went. And again they did so. But he was quite silent. He was thinking, Tattenu kampam susumikshamanam. Bhunyana evatmakritam vipakam hitumapapavai vidadhan namaste jive tajasa
mukti
padesa daya bhat. He was remembering this. And Gurudev has kindly given me this vesh, student vesh, to serve Mukunda. So as at time, this body is there, I have to tolerate. Krishna is so merciful that he has given chance to rectify me. So he used to go again and again. All the villagers saw that he is so sincere now. He has changed. He not give telling any word in spite of abusing. Gradually they became so honorable for that person. Gurudev told, now you are able to serve Krishna. So come on. So we should try to give up all the anger and anything in our life. If you can observe this, certainly Krishna will be very glad. We try to not to smoke. No? Because it is written four teachings.
Dutam
Panam is this. These four beginning rules and regulations. We should not smoke, we should not take wine, we should not drink, we should not see any lady being lusty, you should not kill any animal or anyone. These four rules. And sometimes we outwardly follow this, but we never care for anger, not for lust. Anyone can do lust here and go 10 times changing his wife, or woman's changing so many times, 10 times, more than that changing their husbands, but not caring for this. They talk, tell lie, they cheat others, that I am taking this donation for to serve my Gurudev and Krishna, and they take all. Sometimes kindly they give 1/4 of that. Huh? 1/4 they gave to their Gurudev and 3/4 for the Thakur.
5 minutes I request for you. Only 5 minutes.
So, we don't care for all these things because it is hidden in heart. I know there are so many lusty persons also. But it is more dangerous than to tell a lie, to take a cigarette or to drink. More dangerous. But we don't care for all this. Understand? We don't drink. But we can be lusty here and there. We can cheat by funds collecting from so many lakhs and lakhs rupees. We can take a motor car of 75 lakhs and we are told that I am going to serve my Gurudev, kindly give me some donation and I will serve and Radha. But that whole money goes in the pocket and thus they fell down. So we should very carefully try to follow all this. If you are crowed, crowed is the very for beginners or for anyone, it is very dangerous. At that time, knowledge goes. What is wrong, what is right, we cannot think. So at that time we become like fool. We cannot at that time judge that this is wrong or right. What is the fruit of this, or bhakti will go away. If we are fighting with our Guruji, then sometimes we think that for bona fide guru also, I know so many persons in history also, now also, that they made Gurudev and Gurudev so qualified, but yet they don't follow their orders. They abuse Gurudev. Oh, you don't know anything. I know them. They become so angry. But this is not atma, This is not favorable for bhakti. So I think that to tell secret, to tell a lie, to take anything, all these things are not so dangerous as dangerous is to do abuse Gurudev, to fight, to be angry. It is so dangerous. I know, you know also, Billa Mangal, how he was lusty, but he was stunned in a day. So Ajami, he became so wonderful devotee by the touch of four Vishnu dots. So we should try to follow inwardly all these things. Not only outwardly, not cigarette and juice, it will not help so much. So we don't give so much strength not to take cigarette, not to take meat, and they will automatically give all these things. I know Swamiji once told that when I will go to Western country, I allow the boys to come in my hotel,
mess,
and I will supply them if they will want. I can supply them eggs,
meat and wine.
I told Jaffai, oh, it is very wonderful the power of Krishna. I will tell them that you can take all these things but chant Krishna name. And in very soon they will be turned into good devotees. I know that he made hippies happy. So happy. They were turned into good devotees. So we don't give so much trace on outwardly things, but we trace, give trace. Bako vegam, manasah krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udaropastha vegam. If you not control your stomach, so many diseases will come and lust is bound to come. You cannot change. So we should try also, and also pray for Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. All Rupa Sanatana, Swarupa Damodara Raya Ramana, that mercifully they should give power and empower us that we can give up all these bad habits and we should be bona fide Vaishnava. Don't try to hide anything from any Vaishnava or Guru and Krishna. Because after that, sometime it will be very blunder. And at that time, if they are blunder, then you cannot change it. Understand? Jadi aap usse chhipane ki chesta karenge, apne bhitar ki baaton ko, Guru aur Vaishnava se nahi kahenge, jo hamare andar mein bahut kaam hai, krodh hai aur ye durgun hai, to ye bhagandar ban karke jagat ke samne prakat hoke aapko maar dalenge. What I told?
Maharaj is saying that if we don't express our inner feelings and inner lusty things to our guru and our Radha, we will try to hide it. If we hide it, they will become more and more powerful and one day they will engulf us.
So don't try to hide anything to Vaishnavas. I know that some are hiding. They also used to hearing Hari Katha, and they also write Prem Katha, Prem letter, love letter to others, each other. I know, because if I don't know, then how I can be Vaishnava? So you should believe me that I know everything which you have in your heart. Don't try to. Guru knows everything if he is bona fide Guru. So don't try to conceal and hide all these things. Because it is. this will have effect to me. And I will try to give medicines for this. And certainly will be recovered. Gaur Prema!
Maharaj is coming. He is relishing his things. It will help you so much.
Hey, Pagli.
Sit down. At once sit down.
Oh, good.
Don't sit down. Don't.